Good morning, podcast listeners. Coach Christy coming to you again now from Savvy Dreams Acres. I hope that those of you listening to me whenever, wherever you are listening, that you're having a great day and enjoying a horsey life. As per usual, I just had a little bit of thought rattling around in my brain and thought I'd pop on here and make a little podcast to give you my thoughts on a topic. One of the things that I have encountered as a Pirelli student is the perspective that only Pirelli people do it right, and not only that, that everyone else is doing it wrong. And what I think is important for us as students of the horse and budding horsemen and all of that is to look for the good in the world rather than seeking out anything that you could maybe criticize or be judgmental of. I think that because in Pirelli land, we work so hard to put the relationship first and make sure that our horses are happy and healthy and enjoying their lives, that we forget that it's also important for us to explore new avenues and try new things and put our partnership to the test, to a test, some kind of a test. And one of the things that Pirelli students have a tendency to be judgmental of is what it looks like for some horses when they're competing. And it doesn't matter what the performance is, whether it's dressage, jumping, eventing, cutting, reining, barrel racing, it doesn't matter, right? What we see our horses doing as foundation training potentially looks a bit different, or if not more than that, you know, could be a lot different looking than, say, what, you know, a level 4 audition might look like. And I think that it's important for us to understand that level 4 is the foundation, the fundamentals for performance. The whole point of getting to level 4 is so that you have a chance of having a happy athlete when you go and try some kind of a performance. And most of us, myself included, don't even go and take the test, right? It's like you went to law school, but you never go and take the bar exam. Like, what a waste is that? Like, it's a little bit sad, right? I myself have been to law school a few times, right? I've taken a few horses to level 4 and have virtually not competed at all. A little tiny bit with Maxie, but not enough to really call myself a competitor. And I don't think that I necessarily need to. I'm not like desperate to go and compete. But I think at some point I might like to, right? Vanna, my newest partner that I've only had for a couple of years now, is coming along very nicely. I would say she's nearing level 4 on the ground. And we're still trying to tip our toe into some level 3 riding skills, but we're over the hump of confidence for the most part, and I think that the progress will start to click along really quickly now with her. And the fundamentals, the foundation that I intend to put on her, or have her, you know, the education I hope to provide for her, is one that would lend us towards being able to go and do some barrel racing. Now, what I need you to understand is that I don't really have the drive to be a competitive, you know, money-earning barrel racer. I'm not so motivated that I'm willing to, you know, push the limits of her physically and you know, really explore all that it would take to be competitive on a very, you know, high scale, maybe locally and perhaps regionally, but certainly at this point, I'm not at all looking at any kind of national exposure. That would be well beyond what I would be capable of committing to. You know, my business takes up quite a bit of my time. I spend several hours a day in my office answering emails and developing social media platforms so that I can do my clinic business, and then, you know, I do a lot of traveling and things like that. So time-wise, I just wouldn't be able to commit to it. Those girls that are out there earning a living running barrels are super badasses, my friends. Do I always agree with you know, the expression that their horse has or the emotions that their horses are going through? No, not necessarily. But you could watch any film of mine and find moments in those films where my horses are unhappy, all right? What I share with you on social media is very carefully edited. If you think my horses look like that all the time, you're nuts, okay? Everyone, including Paparelli and Linda Pirelli themselves, go through, you know, moments of, okay, we tried something and here's the results I got. I'd like to get a different result, so I'm going to try something else. That's the whole That's what we do. That's how we are. That's the point of this whole journey, right? Is to look for the limits. And sometimes in order to find our limits, we have to put our what we think we know or what we think we can do to some kind of a test. It's easy enough, you know, to ride, well, to take a Pirelli thing, to ride bareback and bridleless at home in your own arena. But can you go to your friend's arena and do it? Can you go on a trail ride and do it? You know, it's like, what limits? Where are the limits? And without exploring your limits, no progress can happen, right? If you get to a certain spot in your relationship with one of your horses or in your horsemanship journey where you've stopped looking for the limits, you're going to stop making progress, and progress equals happiness. So the big moral of the story, my friends, is be careful about any kind of assessment you might make of anyone's horsemanship, whether it's a Pirelli person's horsemanship or it's you know, a professional in some other part of the horse industry. You know, what you are seeing is just a moment in time, and it cannot be taken as, you know, the overall value of what that person has to offer the horse industry or that particular horse, all right? So, judge not, yes, lest ye be judged, my friends, right? And I encourage all of my students, Pirelli students, people I come in contact with, and myself included, right, to explore the limits of your horsemanship. Put it to a test in some way, whether that's you know, reach for a Pirelli audition. It could be just schedule a lesson or sign up for a clinic. It could be, you know, go for a trail ride, or it could be go compete somewhere. And when you go and do those things, right, look around you and watch your fellow competitors, your fellow trail riders, whatever it is, your fellow clinic goers with a kindness, right? And understand, believe it in your heart, right? That everyone is doing the best they can with what they know how to do. And what you are seeing is just a moment in time. It cannot tell you the whole story. So, be the change you want to see in the world. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like feeling judged. And so, I try my very best to not do that to others as well. There you have it, guys. That's my thoughts for today. I hope you find it useful in some way. If not, sorry for wasting your time. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Good morning, podcast listeners. Coach Christy coming to you again now from Savvy Dreams Acres. I hope that those of you listening to me whenever, wherever you are listening, that you're having a great day and enjoying a horsey life. As per usual, I just had a little bit of thought rattling around in my brain and thought I'd pop on here and make a little podcast to give you my thoughts on a topic. One of the things that I have encountered as a Pirelli student is the perspective that only Pirelli people do it right, and not only that, that everyone else is doing it wrong. And what I think is important for us as students of the horse and budding horsemen and all of that is to look for the good in the world rather than seeking out anything that you could maybe criticize or be judgmental of. I think that because in Pirelli land, we work so hard to put the relationship first and make sure that our horses are happy and healthy and enjoying their lives, that we forget that it's also important for us to explore new avenues and try new things and, you know, put our partnership to the test, to a test, some kind of a test. And one of the things that Pirelli students have a tendency to be judgmental of is what it looks like for some horses when they're competing. And it doesn't matter what the performance is, whether it's dressage, jumping, eventing, cutting, reining, barrel racing, it doesn't matter, right? What we see our horses doing as foundation training potentially looks a bit different, or if not more than that, you know, could be a lot different looking than, say, what, you know, a level four audition might look like. And I think that it's important for us to understand that level four is the foundation, the fundamentals for performance. The whole point of getting to level four is so that you have a chance of having a happy athlete when you go and try some kind of a performance. And most of us, myself included, don't even go and take the test, right? It's like you went to law school, but you never go and take the bar exam. Like, what a waste is that? Like, it's a little bit sad, right? I myself have been to law school a few times, right? I've taken a few horses to level four and have virtually not competed at all. A little tiny bit with Maxie, but not enough to really call myself a competitor. And I don't think that I necessarily need to. I'm not like desperate to go and compete. But I think at some point I might like to, right? Vanna, my newest partner that I've only had for a couple of years now, is coming along very nicely. I would say she's nearing level four on the ground. And we're still trying to tip our toe into some level three riding skills, but we're over the hump of confidence for the most part. And I think that the progress will start to click along really quickly now with her. And the fundamentals, the foundation that I intend to put on her, or have her, you know, the education I hope to provide for her, is one that would lend us towards being able to go and do some barrel racing. Now, what I need you to understand is that I don't really have the drive to be a competitive, you know, money-earning barrel racer. I'm not so motivated that I'm willing to, you know, push the limits of her physically and you know, really explore all that it would take to be competitive on a very, you know, high scale, maybe locally and perhaps regionally, but certainly at this point, I'm not at all looking at any kind of national exposure. That would be well beyond what I would be capable of committing to. You know, my business takes up quite a bit of my time. I spend several hours a day in my office answering emails and developing social media platforms so that I can do my clinic business, and then, you know, I do a lot of traveling and things like that. So time-wise, I just wouldn't be able to commit to it. Those girls that are out there earning a living running barrels are super badasses, my friends. Do I always agree with, you know, the expression that their horse has or the emotions that their horses are going through? No, not necessarily. But you could watch any film of mine and find moments in those films where my horses are unhappy, all right? What I share with you on social media is very carefully edited. If you think my horses look like that all the time, you're nuts, okay? Everyone, including Paparelli and Linda Pirelli themselves, go through, you know, moments of, okay, we tried something and here's the results I got. I'd like to get a different result, so I'm gonna try something else. That's what we do. That's how we are. That's the point of this whole journey, right? Is to look for the limits. And sometimes in order to find our limits, we have to put our what we think we know or what we think we can do to some kind of a test. It's easy enough, you know, to ride, well, to take a Pirelli thing, to ride bareback and bridleless at home in your own arena, but can you go to your friend's arena and do it? Can you go on a trail ride and do it? You know, it's like, what limits? Where are the limits? And without exploring your limits, no progress can happen, right? If you get to a certain spot in your relationship with one of your horses or in your horsemanship journey where you've stopped looking for the limits, you're going to stop making progress, and progress equals happiness. So the big moral of the story, my friends, is be careful about any kind of assessment you might make of anyone's horsemanship, whether it's a Pirelli person's horsemanship or it's a professional in some other part of the horse industry. You know, what you are seeing is just a moment in time, and it cannot be taken as, you know, the overall value of what that person has to offer the horse industry or that particular horse. All right, so judge not, lest ye be judged, my friends, right? And I encourage all of my students and Pirelli students, people I come in contact with, and myself included, right, to explore the limits of your horsemanship. Put it to a test in some way, whether that's, reach for a Pirelli audition. It could be just schedule a lesson or sign up for a clinic. It could be, you know, go for a trail ride, or it could be go compete somewhere. And when you go and do those things, right, look around you and watch your fellow competitors, your fellow trail riders, whatever it is, your fellow clinic goers with a kindness, right? And understand, believe it in your heart, right, that everyone is doing the best they can with what they know how to do. And what you are seeing is just a moment in time. It cannot tell you the whole story. So, be the change you want to see in the world. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like feeling judged. And so I try my very best to not do that to others as well. There you have it, guys. That's my thoughts for today. I hope you find it useful in some way. If not, sorry for wasting your time. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.